Next week, a few hundred artists will come to Kansas City for the International Sculpture Center's annual conference. They'll visit familiar museums and galleries around town, but as KCUR's Julie Deniche reports, a dozen or so will head out to a 14-acre compound in Kansas City, Kansas, where they'll pour some iron.
It's Saturday morning on a hillside near Wyandotte County Lake. This part of Kansas City, Kansas, feels almost rural. Michael Wickerson is tending a hot fire in his backyard. Wickerson is an associate professor of sculpture at the Kansas City Art Institute. He works primarily in ceramics and metal. The fire he's built will reach temperatures as high as 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. It's hot enough to melt iron.
So it's pretty minimum safety right now, but there's no real danger. But I do want to wear a little bit of safety gear.
Wickerson has built a 6-foot-tall fire brick and clay chimney on top of a railroad cart. It's on a gravel road that leads down a hill towards a cluster of roofless structures made of wood and clay brick. Wickerson calls this private outdoor exhibit Forever Open. Every once in a while, he reaches down to add a bucket of processed coal, or coke, to keep the fire burning.
So yeah, it's just wearing gloves, helmet. I'm just gonna put fuel in it.
Wickerson's curing a hand-built cupola. That's a blast furnace that runs off coal and air. He'll use it next week when a dozen or so other sculptors from around the United States and Canada pay a visit to his property for a 2-day workshop. By the end of the weekend, each visitor will leave with an iron platter and a design of their own creation. An iron pour is an elemental display of the power of fire. Once the iron melts or slumps, sparks begin to fly. Wickerson will tap an opening to allow the hot metal to escape.
It flies out like a tap. It shoots like a stream, and you have to catch it. So the pressure of it is about 70 pounds. So you've got 100-pound lines of water in your garden hose. You have to imagine turning those on pretty full. So when you tap that for the first while, you have to catch that metal.
For Wickerson, the upcoming International Sculpture Conference is the perfect way to share his creative hamlet with other artists.
To have people coming from all over is fantastic, and I think that type of thing as a celebration of artists and celebrations of people are what this place is about.
As Wickerson works, young students from the Art Institute come and go. He says he likes to encourage them to come out and work on projects of their own.
This is where people gather. Dialogues start and people keep coming back. And I like to think here you'll meet people you just won't meet in other places.
Levi Walker is a student who will be on hand next week, working as a foundry assistant, filling molds, and breaking up recycled cast iron. He's a senior in sculpture and art history. Walker says Wickerson's studio and his land are open for exploration.
There's things you can just discover, like cast aluminum mushrooms, and growing long rail mushrooms, and there's this really interesting barrier that's sort of being crossed between things that are naturally found in the area and sort of what's art and what's here. You can just explore and create. And I think there's sort of a lot of freedom in that.
Rowan Foster is a senior in the sculpture department. She frequently makes the drive to help Wickerson fire up one of his kilns. Foster says Wickerson's open-air studio is a creative refuge from campus life.
It doesn't really seem part of reality. It's not like a farm, and it's not like any sort of traditional artist studio either. So I don't know, it's definitely like out of this world.
Annalise Kinney, a junior in the sculpture department, says she thinks Wickerson might be just as inspired by his students as they are by him.
I think he really, really needs to work on things. And so I think being surrounded by other people that have that need to really, really like adds to his fuel and adds to his fire. And then it adds to ours, too. It's like a constant communal loop of artistic creativity.
Back at the furnace, Wickerson's beginning the slow process of cooling it down. He says working with metal is a great joy for him.
You catch it, you pour it, you can draw with it, you can paint with it, you can sculpt with it, and you can certainly fill molds with it.
Each furnace Wickerson builds is a work of art in itself. After next week's iron pour for visiting sculptors, the furnace will become a sort of monument in his outdoor exhibit.
It's like building sculpture, but it's also building sculpture that makes sculpture. I think I realized yesterday it's when art ceases to be concerned with artifice. what I make is just real.
And like his students, sculptors from near and far will have a chance to experience Wickerson's alternate reality right in the middle of Wyandotte County. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deniche.
You'll find photos of Wickerson Studios and information about the 27th International Sculpture Conference at kcur.org/arts.